Variant 2.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. К каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. Well, sit down here and let me see what's wrong with you.
It hurts. But you aren't going to pull it out, are you?
Well, let me see it first. Right, nothing serious.
Are you sure? But I still feel some pain.
I'll give you an injection now so that you do not feel any pain at all while I'm fixing your tooth. Dialogue B.
Michael, sit down. Didn't you hear the bell?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
Can we start then? Is everyone ready? Don't get out too many things from your bags. All you need today is your pen, a graphite pencil, and an eraser.
Are we having a test again?
Not exactly. If you keep quiet for a while, I'll explain to you what we are going to do.
Dialogue C.
Can we change seats?
What do you mean? Why? Do you feel cold here or what?
No, it's not that. I just enjoy sitting by the window. And that table next to it is vacant now. The people who were eating there have just left.
Have they? So what? Do you mean moving all these plates and cups from one table to another?
Do not exaggerate. There are only 2 bowls of soup on our table at the moment. If you can't carry yours, I can take your bowl too.
Dialogue D.
You look upset today. What's wrong? A problem at school?
Yes, sort of. I've quarrelled with Christy, my classmate. I think you remember her.
Yes, I do. She's a nice girl. And what went wrong?
It's just...
Wait, I'll make us some sandwiches and we'll talk. And could you switch off the telly?
Yes. Can I have a peanut butter sandwich then? You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. Well, sit down here and let me see what's wrong with you.
It hurts. But you aren't going to pull it out, are you?
Well, let me see it first. Right, nothing serious.
Are you sure? But I still feel some pain.
I'll give you an injection now so that you do not feel any pain at all while I'm fixing your tooth. Dialogue B.
Michael, sit down. Didn't you hear the bell?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
Can we start then? Is everyone ready? Don't get out too many things from your bags. All you need today is your pen, a graphite pencil, and an eraser.
Are we having a test again?
Not exactly. If you keep quiet for a while, I'll explain to you what we are going to do.
Dialogue C.
Can we change seats?
What do you mean? Why? Do you feel cold here or what?
No, it's not that. I just enjoy sitting by the window, and that table next to it is vacant now. The people who were eating there have just left.
Have they? So what? Do you mean moving all these plates and cups from one table to another?
Do not exaggerate. There are only two bowls of soup on our table at the moment. If you can't carry yours, I can take your bowl too.
Dialogue D.
You look upset today. What's wrong? A problem at school?
Yes, sort of. I've quarrelled with Christy, my classmate. I think you remember her.
Yes, I do. She's a nice girl. And what went wrong?
It's just...
Wait, I'll make us some sandwiches and we'll talk. And could you switch off the telly?
Yes. Can I have a peanut butter sandwich then? This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями следующего списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
It happened at one of our parties in primary school. Every month, our school arranged a party for all the kids from our local community. We enjoyed them. And once, a new kid came. It was a cute girl of about my age. Her family had arrived in our town not long before that, so she didn't know anyone at the party. She asked me whether she could be my partner in a game, which was arranged for us by the organisers. I agreed, and we are still inseparable now.
Speaker B. Unlike most of my friends, I don't like parties. I find them boring and sometimes even ignore my friends' invitations. My sister knows about this, and once she suggested a boat trip as a birthday present for me. However, when I came to the boat club, there were all my friends there. It turned out that my dad would be the captain of the large boat, beautifully decorated by my friends. There was even a cake, which we ate on board. Speaker C.
I enjoy parties of all kinds, and I was glad to get my friend's invitation to his birthday party. I wanted to give him a practical present, something he could use in his life. I thought that a badminton set was just right and headed to the large shopping centre. But it wasn't my day. The sports department was closed. I went to another shop, but it was a small one and I didn't find what I wanted. I ended up buying him a bike light, though I'm not sure he has a bike at all.
Speaker D. It happened at my birthday party. My friend, Michael, was in a bad mood because of problems at school. He didn't want to take part in any of our games, kept complaining about everything, was rude to the other guests. At last, I told him that it was very selfish of him to spoil the fun. I also said that it was not fair of him to ruin my birthday and that I didn't want to see him any more. Michael got very angry and left without saying a word, and I haven't seen him since then. I feel so upset. Speaker E.
I don't have many friends, and I think that people who claim they do are not very honest with themselves. Real friends are rare. Real friends are able to support you when you need help. They listen to you and can tell you when you are wrong. They will stand up for you if somebody tries to hurt you, but they will stop you from hurting other people too. Real friends will share your fun, and they will help you to get out of trouble if needed.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the texts again. Speaker A.
It happened at one of our parties in primary school. Every month, our school arranged a party for all the kids from our local community. We enjoyed them, and once a new kid came. It was a cute girl of about my age. Her family had arrived in our town not long before that, so she didn't know anyone at the party. She asked me whether she could be my partner in a game, which was arranged for us by the organisers. I agreed, and we are still inseparable now.
Speaker B. Unlike most of my friends, I don't like parties. I find them boring and sometimes even ignore my friends' invitations. My sister knows about this, and once she suggested a boat trip as a birthday present for me. However, when I came to the boat club, there were all my friends there. It turned out that my dad would be the captain of the large boat, beautifully decorated by my friends. There was even a cake, which we ate on board. Speaker C.
I enjoy parties of all kinds, and I was glad to get my friend's invitation to his birthday party. I wanted to give him a practical present, something he could use in his life. I thought that a badminton set was just right and headed to the large shopping centre. But it wasn't my day. The sports department was closed. I went to another shop, but it was a small one and I didn't find what I wanted. I ended up buying him a bike light, though I'm not sure he has a bike at all.
Speaker D. It happened at my birthday party. My friend, Michael, was in a bad mood because of problems at school. He didn't want to take part in any of our games, kept complaining about everything, was rude to the other guests. At last I told him that it was very selfish of him to spoil the fun. I also said that it was not fair of him to ruin my birthday and that I didn't want to see him any more. Michael got very angry and left without saying a word, and I haven't seen him since then. I feel so upset. Speaker E.
I don't have many friends, and I think that people who claim they do are not very honest with themselves. Real friends are rare. Real friends are able to support you when you need help. They listen to you and can tell you when you are wrong. They will stand up for you if somebody tries to hurt you, but they will stop you from hurting other people too. Real friends will share your fun, and they will help you to get out of trouble if needed.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор Кейт и Эллена. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Would you walk the dog instead of me this Saturday, Alan? I'm going to the midsummer party and...
But, Kate, are you saying...
I know, it's my turn. I promised to walk him instead of you, if you are busy one day. Please, be kind to your sister.
But, Kate, you can't go to your party this Saturday.
Why?
It's Julia's birthday, don't you remember?
Oh, yes. How could I forget? Julia is always complaining that she has her birthday party in July, when it's hot, and many of her friends are on holiday somewhere.
Yes, she always says that she envies her sister, our mum, who celebrates her birthday in winter, and there are always lots of guests at her parties.
Yeah, though Mum and Julia are sisters... They are as different as chalk and cheese. But anyway, we need to think about a present. Julia is a wonderful aunt. She always gives us great presents for our birthdays. And she always brings us lots of ice cream.
I suggest a bouquet of flowers and a cookery book. She's always loved yellow roses, hasn't she?
Well, I'm against the cookery book. Julia never cooks anyway. And as for flowers, it's too ordinary a present, I'm afraid. Everyone gives flowers when they don't want to think too much about the present. Do you remember? When we were small, we gave her a photo album with her and our photos. She was so glad to get it.
Right, but now she has all the photos in her phone. No need for albums of any sort.
You know, Alan, let's get a huge bouquet of yellow roses after all. I don't have any better ideas anyway.
Okay, I agree. We'll buy the flowers on Saturday, right?
Right. I know a very good shop not far from here, right next to the sports centre. Do you have your karate classes this Saturday, by the way?
Yes, in the morning. And I can't skip it because we are getting ready for the tournament. Our team was invited to participate in the regional tournament along with the gymnastics team and the sports dancers.
Yeah, but don't boast too much.
I'm not boasting, but if I perform well, I'll probably get the blue karate belt.
I've never been able to understand why people enjoy aggressive sports like yours.
Martial arts are not aggressive, and I can say that I've never been able to understand your hobbies. 3 years ago, you were crazy about computer games. Last year, you wanted to learn how to do graffiti, and Dad had to repaint the garage and the house afterwards. And now the house is full of cactuses.
So what? Everyone likes my collection of cactuses. They are cute, and they don't do any harm.
But I stepped on one of your cute plants one day, remember? Mum even had to drive me to the doctor.
You know that Mum is a great worrier. She worries about us, as if we were her preschool students. No wonder. She's been working with small children for so many years. As for that cactus incident, it was your own fault. You were careless.
I don't think so.
Anyway, getting back to walking the dog on Saturday. As we are both going to Julia's birthday party, we need to ask someone to take care of him.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Would you walk the dog instead of me this Saturday, Alan? I'm going to the midsummer party and...
But, Kate, are you saying...
I know, it's my turn. I promised to walk him instead of you, if you are busy one day. Please, be kind to your sister.
But, Kate, you can't go to your party this Saturday.
Why?
It's Julia's birthday, don't you remember?
Oh, yes. How could I forget? Julia is always complaining that she has her birthday party in July, when it's hot, and many of her friends are on holiday somewhere.
Yes, she always says that she envies her sister, our mum, who celebrates her birthday in winter, and there are always lots of guests at her parties.
Yeah, though Mum and Julia are sisters, they are as different as chalk and cheese. But anyway, we need to think about a present. Julia is a wonderful aunt. She always gives us great presents for our birthdays. And she always brings us lots of ice cream.
I suggest a bouquet of flowers and a cookery book. She's always loved yellow roses, hasn't she?
Well, I'm against the cookery book. Julia never cooks anyway. And as for flowers, it's too ordinary a present, I'm afraid. Everyone gives flowers when they don't want to think too much about the present. Do you remember? When we were small, we gave her a photo album with her and our photos. She was so glad to get it.
Right, but now she has all the photos in her phone. No need for albums of any sort.
You know, Alan, let's get a huge bouquet of yellow roses after all. I don't have any better ideas anyway.
Okay, I agree. We'll buy the flowers on Saturday, right?
Right. I know a very good shop not far from here, right next to the sports centre. Do you have your karate classes this Saturday, by the way?
Yes, in the morning. and I can't skip it because we are getting ready for the tournament. Our team was invited to participate in the regional tournament along with the gymnastics team and the sports dancers.
Yeah, but don't boast too much.
I'm not boasting, but if I perform well, I'll probably get the blue karate belt.
I've never been able to understand why people enjoy aggressive sports like yours.
Martial arts are not aggressive, and I can say that I've never been able to understand your hobbies. 3 years ago, you were crazy about computer games. Last year, you wanted to learn how to do graffiti, and Dad had to repaint the garage and the house afterwards. And now the house is full of cactuses.
So what? Everyone likes my collection of cactuses. They are cute, and they don't do any harm.
But I stepped on one of your cute plants one day, remember? Mum even had to drive me to the doctor.
You know that Mum is a great worrier. She worries about us, as if we were her preschool students. No wonder. She's been working with small children for so many years. As for that cactus incident, it was your own fault. You were careless.
I don't think so.
Anyway, getting back to walking the dog on Saturday. As we are both going to Julia's birthday party, we need to ask someone to take care of him.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.